Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, May 18th, 2021. Yesterday, the seven-day incidence in the capital was below 100 for the fifth working day in a row, clearing the way for regulation relaxations starting this Wednesday. The Berlin Senate had already announced this date last week as a possible starting point, and now things are concrete. Starting this Wednesday, the federal emergency break will be lifted. This means that the nighttime curfew restriction is over. Two households with up to five people can meet in the evening and at nights, and the ban on overnight stays by people from outside one's own household will no longer apply. In addition, cinemas, theaters, opera houses, concert halls, and other cultural venues will be allowed to reopen for outdoor events, subject to several conditions, such as seating restrictions. Outdoor gastronomy will be able to reopen to guests starting Friday, as will open-air pools and lidos. However, the opening steps are always subject to a stable 7-day incidence under 100. Meanwhile, further opening steps could be on the horizon as early as June 4th. The Tagesspiegel received and reported a step-by-step plan from the Economic Administration that envisions tourist overnight stays for hotels and B&Bs again. Also, the attendance of gyms and dance studios is to become possible again with a limited number of guests and reservations. Last week, Mayor Mueller had already indicated that with sinking incidence values, an opening of hotels for tourists at the beginning of June is conceivable. The Tagesspiegel also reported, according to the Senate administration's draft, visits to the indoor areas of the zoo and Tierpark will also be permitted again, with an appointment and meetings and congresses with up to 250 participants are to be possible again. For all areas, again, a testing obligation and the condition that the 7-day incidence remains under 100 applies. Economics Senator Pop told RBB that the falling incidence and rising vaccination rates are cause for optimism, and she announced further opening steps for the economy, stating, quote, "If our first cautious opening steps prove successful, and the incidence continues to decline, we will be able to take further steps in the coming weeks. To that end, we have a roadmap for safe openings as infection rates decline with our step-by-step plan for the Berlin economy." Unquote. Per Senator Pop, in 14-day steps, areas will be reopened, quote, "little by little," including tourist accommodations as well as the event and convention industry. Starting yesterday, the solo self-employed can apply for the Neustart Hilfe Berlin aid package at the Investitionsbank Berlin. Additionally, from May 25th, applications for micro-enterprises will then also be possible. With the new startup aid, Berlin wants to provide financial support to solo self-employed and micro-enterprises with up to five employees, in addition to the federal new Startup Aid and Bridging Aid 3. The program has a budget of 150 million euros. Senator for Economic Affairs Pop stated, quote, "The large number of solo self-employed and micro-enterprises is what makes Berlin's economy so special. With our Neustart Hilfe Berlin, we are providing them with financial support to get through the crisis and enable a better start out of the long lockdown." Unquote. Solo self-employed Berliners who have previously received Neustart Hilfe Bund, but for whom the grant received was less than 7,500 euros, and whose main occupation is self-employment that is taxed in the state of Berlin, are eligible to apply. Prioritization for coronavirus vaccinations in Berlin's doctor's offices ended yesterday. This means, theoretically, those who want to be vaccinated can seek appointments in general practitioners' offices, regardless of age or previous illnesses. However, because there may not be enough vaccine available in many places, the waiting lists of those in priority groups are being processed first. Therefore, it may be several more weeks before those without priority get their turn. Per RBB reporting, according to a spokesperson of the Health Administration, the available vaccine amounts continue to be relatively scarce, with larger quantities not expected until June, and patients who belong to one of the three priority groups who have not yet been vaccinated continue to have priority. Also, for the time being, prioritization will remain in place in vaccination centers, where those in priority group 3 have only been able to book appointments since the beginning of May. Looking for ways to accelerate the pace of vaccination in the capital, last week, an additional 2,200 people in Neukölln were vaccinated from Friday to Sunday as part of a model trial for areas in the city with an incidence far above the Berlin average. Moritz Kiske, spokesman for the Senate Health Administration, said that he was satisfied with the outcome, stating, quote, "We reached those we wanted to reach," unquote, and added that talks are underway to offer about 10,000 vaccinations to those in Spandau and Mitte as well. This coming weekend, critics of the corona restrictions, Querdenker, and those against high rents have registered several rallies and demo marches with up to 16,000 participants. On Saturday, under the motto "For Frieden, Freiheit und Grundrechte," or "For Peace, Freedom, and Basic Rights," four demo marches are to move from different directions, each about 8 kilometers, to the Großer Stern and Tiergarten, where a final rally is then planned. At the same time, a rally with 500 participants has been announced at the Brandenburg Gate, and later at 4 p.m., another march through the city center with 5,000 participants is planned, with an ending point at the Brandenburg Gate. For Sunday, police noted similar events, including a demo from the Alliance Mietenwahnsinn against high rents, starting at noon from Potsdamer Platz to Winterfeldplatz, with 10,000 participants. Per Morgan Post reporting, however, as of yesterday, the police are still in talks with the organizers. Therefore, some details could change. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.